All righty. I'm hearing from people on the text and Twitter that I need to go to the doctor now. Okay. So yeah. I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know if we can get somebody in here for me, but I'm convinced now. I put that on Twitter.
Some guy said you might get MRSA or something like that. Yeah, and it's resistant to any common antibiotic out there, bro. Super virus.
What's Will Chambers doing right now? Should we give him a call?
You got to plot with that one. Oh, exactly. He might be into that liquor by now.
Oh, you think he... Will, we'd have fun doing this thing, right?
Did
he retire? Will's in good standing with us, right?
He's not. Yeah. I just don't know if he's sober right now. It's the afternoon.
I think he'd be okay.
Okay.
Right? I think Will's okay.
Man.
Yeah.
I just got that stomach feeling when you get worried, you know?
Oh, yeah. You've read all those comments.
Like, everything was fun, and then I read the comments, I'm like, crap.
Yeah. Reality.
This one person just said on the text, Gavin definitely needs to go to the doctor now, not after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did lance it last night. I was very, very careful with rubbing alcohol and a sterilized instrument. And I only went in deep enough to puncture it, to create the hole, to drain it and get some sort of relief. I feel like this is a fairly common thing, right?
People get fairly common. You just need some antibiotics. That's what you really need, is somebody to look at it to make sure it's not something really weird. But you could be back in an hour and a half.
I could.
It's that type of vibe.
Yeah. Maybe I could bail and come back and finish up the show. Or maybe there's like an urgent care doctor out there that could just swing by 75 and fits you.
That's what I'm talking
about. Could have me text it to them. I mean, this is the frustrating thing. We have all this great technology. You know what it is. Why can't I just text it to somebody and say, hey, I don't want to leave work, but I feel like I need antibiotics. Could you like send that to CVS and then have a DoorDash driver send them over to me?
Man, like, Will just said, he goes, man, I'm stuck at work, or I would. And I just asked Blake. And Blake said, I said, hey, can you come and do some radio? Or he says, right now, ? I said, yeah. He says, yes. I'm like, okay, come on in.
You're making that call right now? I think Tim Collins is over there and Gavin Spittle is over there. I would like to go, though.
Hilarious.
So
he said ETA is 320 if we can do this.
ETA is 320?
He said ETA is 320. I'm just trying to help the situation. If I'm messing up,
no,
here,
I got it. I'm in. I'm going. Right.
You going? All right. Well, I don't want our bosses come screaming down the hall and just start MFing me or something like that.
Well, I guess like I said in the tease, might be a life and death situation. Yeah. So it'd be best if Spittle wasn't doing the hockey podcast right now. But there's Stars fans want their content, right? Yeah. So he's standing and delivering, and we wouldn't want to interrupt him on that.
Okay, is it okay if I say Blake to come on in? Is that all right?
I think so. Let's go ahead and make that call. It's all right for Blake to come in because I got to go because I have a medical, maybe a medical emergency.
Who's going to get yelled at first, you or me? Probably me for trying to get something done, right?
No, I think we're good.
You think so?
I mean,
it's chain of command.
Yeah. I mean, it is. So Tim Collins is putting a finger up and he is on the phone now. Can we get this green lit as we dive into? See, the thing is, I feel great. As this thing was going on, like other than the sinuses and me feeling like I'm coming down with a little bit of a cold, there are no signs of infection in my energy, right? Like I don't have a fever. So if I do have it, it's early.
Okay.
And I just got to get it snuffed out.
Okay. As long as it's not a fever. If it's a fever, then you need to go see someone in the body about it.
I mean, I think I might have a slight fever, but that's probably due to the cold, you know, so it's complicating my analysis. If it wasn't for the fever and the cold being on board, I think I'd just be, you know, with no problem through this. But man, I'm starting to have muscle pains in my lower back and stuff. So actually, that's one of the things that's, you know, making me feel like maybe it isn't the best.
My man said it's complicating his analysis.
It is. It is. I cannot get an honest read on whether I feel like this fever is from just a cold or maybe it's from the infection. Obviously, if I didn't have this cold right now and I had a fever, there's no way I'd be here right now.
Right, right.
Okay.
And then me doing radio, but if it's just Lucius, it'd be a good show.
Be outstanding. Lucius. Yeah, you guys are crushing.
We do a music show. Yeah. You know, we just start talking, just playing like old songs, like a
and number show. Five on the list.
Yeah. Brought us to 1967. You liked this one.
Yeah.
You know,
so the topic is, what are the odds that you're about to go on another magic carpet ride here with your Texas Rangers?
Oh.
Or at least deep enough in the playoffs to make it very exciting. You know, and I consider that ALCS.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to be able to drill down and give you the precise odds, but I do see Bradford Doolittle, ESPN, giving us the updated probabilities. How much have the Rangers improved their outlook over the last couple of weeks? Mm-hmm. Right now, they're headed for 84.1 wins. Might get you in the wild card.
Did Bassick say we need like 86 or something like that?
86 to be sure.
Oh, okay.
You're making the playoffs 43% of the time now. It had dipped like down to 18% a couple of weeks ago before this heater. Yeah. And right now they are the champions only 2.1% of the time. I think that's low. You know, I think this is a situation where maybe the numbers aren't going to get you home because you need a human brain to separate what happened early, what has happened in the last 2 months, and what is likely to happen if you have DeGrom and Eovaldi once you get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They say the lingering concern, though, is still the bullpen. Rangers offense remains confounding, but lately it's been so consistently productive it's fueled Texas resurgence. The rotation remains the standout unit, especially with the addition of Kelly, though. Newcomers Danny Colum and Phil Maton. I'm going to get that last name eventually.
You got Maton right. I think you did.
You can't help but look at the prospects it took to acquire Kelly and wonder how much that offer could have been tweaked for Griffin Jacks or Yoan Duran, who they did not get that the hammer bullpen piece. But I mean, this dude Colum has the best ERA in the American League. Mm-hmm. So I don't know
pitched
why
so for you last night.
I don't know why he's not capable of going to the ninth inning, but I definitely want to give it a shot.
I think it's the if you remember, I asked my buddy who's a GM in the league about him, and he was kind of, I asked him if he thought he could be a closer, and he was like, I think a lot of it had to do with like the velocity. Let me see if I can pull that up. But
so you can be nails in the seventh or eighth inning, but you don't have nasty enough stuff to get hitters who are hitting in that final frame. I don't know. I always assumed it was psychological. Like some guys just don't have it between the ears to be able to, you know, digest that reality that the entire team is depending on
them.
See,
this is what my GM buddy said. I asked him about him, and he said, hey, do we get a decent reliever here? And he goes, yeah, a decent mid-tier reliever. And he says, average stuff, good deception, and execution. Hmm. So I think that's when we start to think about our closers. Maybe that's why that Hobie Milner's not closing. Because it's execution, it's deception, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you got to make these guys swing and miss. That's the most important thing.
But. Well, and in a setup role, 6, 7, 8, you can pick the part of the lineup you're going to put him out there for.
Right.
And be like, wow, this is going to work out in his favor. In the ninth, you got to take whatever is on the way. And if it's, you know, horrible matchups for you, if you're the closer, there's really no dodging it. And then you give up a couple of tanks, and the next thing you know, you're on your own head, and you're on your way to, you know, having a bit of a confidence breakdown there. And then who knows if you're even going to be good for the 6th, 7th, 8th. So, you know, I trust the Rangers know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you kidding me? They got Maddox, they got Bochy, they got CY on this, and I'm sure they're coming to the right conclusion. But, you know, when you're looking at that bullpen and the different ways they could configure it to make this thing, you know, come together. Mm-hmm. That's I think where the curiosity has to go. And it will. If Garcia messes up, I think you gotta try to say, hey, can he overcome the things we just talked about and put him in a ninth inning role if Garcia gives up another dong this week, blows a save.
Yeah.
The Mariners are 12th, just slightly ahead of the Rangers with a 3.5% chance of winning the World Series, a 70% chance of winning the playoffs, winning on average 87 games. So that's fair, even though they're only a game and a half ahead of the Rangers. You know, the Mariners have improved so much over the last couple of years compared to the team that, you know, nearly ended your season before you could go on that crazy World Series run. But it's been the emergence of Cal Raleigh and now the addition of Suarez that, along with Julio, makes this a team that could have, you know, an offensive breakout as good as anybody else in the big leagues. And then you got your Astros coming in at 9. With a win average of 89 in the playoffs, 88% of the time, and winning the World Series 6% of the time. I really struggle to see the Astros being that good. I think they kind of have the regular season figured out. They proved that last year. And then, you know, they just weren't that viable. And I don't know if enough has changed with Houston. So I actually think the Rangers have a better chance of the World Series than the Astros right now.
I kind of feel like you need to be worried about Seattle. That's the one. You know, Seattle's only 3 games back, and Houston's just spewing oil right now. You know, I mean, that series that they had in Boston, I know they won last night, but they're, you know, they're 13 games up, but man, they could have just completely buried everybody, and they went on a bad run, and they've brought Seattle and Texas back into this thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I think Seattle, just watching them play, you know, and the trades that they made, the pitching they have, well, it's going to be, I could see Seattle. I could see Seattle being the team that Texas is going to have to battle for the top spot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Seattle and Texas, I agree with Sandler when he says, I think these are the two best teams.
Yeah.
Okay, so Blake's coming in. He'll be here on the other side of the break, do a live men's tea here, and I'll be good to go. I'll probably be back before 5 o'clock. I can imagine. You know, we'll jump in the expressway and salute to Blake, who is on his way in. Wifey said, go to urgent care after work. You will need to have them lancet to get all the infection out, then give you antibiotics. My doctor can't give you antibiotics without an appointment. See, they're all in the hand us $200 before we even take a look at this business, right? Isn't there a better way to get these guys compensated than just taxing the working man? You know what I'm saying?
They haven't figured it out.
People are making business decisions on their health with the inflation and everything.
Yeah.
Like I said, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, dude, you could go to the doctor for $10, you know, and if there was nothing that wrong with you, they'd, you know, charge the insurance the most of it. You'd put your little copay in there and then you'd be done. And that's just a thing of the past.
Sometimes I got to get the penicillin from the Mexican bazaar. I definitely did back in the day.
That's the extra
when them pockets
stuff.
Wasn't looking right.
Yeah.
When pockets wasn't looking right. And yeah, I'm going to the Mexican bazaar to get those penicillins.
Man,
on Harry Hines.
What else do they have over there at that bazaar, man? Stuff.
Yeah, you got a lot.
How about a shape of the Yankees in right now, though? I think the amazing thing about the Rangers run has been that the opposite has been true for the Yankees over the last 50 games. They're 18-28 in their last 26 since July 13th. That's the fifth worst record in the big leagues. They haven't won since the trade deadline. They were universally praised for the flurry of deals they made to fortify their bullpen. But last night, their fourth straight loss, and the guys that they brought in have failed them.
Yeah.
So this would be so rich considering the deep history. And, you know, it was kind of a one-sided history up until 2010. But the Yankees owned you. They swept you three straight years in the 90s and the playoffs, couldn't even win a single game. They had a reign of terror across Major League Baseball, and they're everybody's rivalry. If you could have a role in getting the manager fired or in pushing them over the edge and out of the playoffs and, you know, into a place that they can't recover from, and they have had a ton of injuries, it would just make it that much sweeter.
They were, if you go back and look, on May 28th, they were 35-20. They'd beaten the Angels 1-0. And from that point on, it has been a steady decline for them. You know, long losing streaks. Get a couple wins, and then they have a six-game losing streak. And then they get a couple wins, and then they have a five-game losing streak. You know, it's been a struggle with them since. But that's hard to believe. On May 28th, I mean, they were the darlings of baseball with all the power and the home runs and stuff that they were hitting.
Yeah.
But, boy, I tell you, it's been the torpedo bats. The torpedo bats. They've lost games. I mean, they've lost games to like Atlanta. They've lost games to the Marlins.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but they also have lost games to Toronto as well and stuff like that. And the Phillies. They've had some games where they, you know, teams were probably a little bit better than them, and are playing a little bit better than them right now.
The Athletic described the scene last night in the visiting clubhouse of the Globe. Players dressed silently at their lockers. The few who spoke whispered to each other. No music played over the speakers. The ping pong table was unused. A pack of playing cards was unopened. Stacks of pamphlets advertising family fun and where to get the best Texas barbecue untouched. Magazines sat in the middle of empty tables. That sounds despondent. That sounds worse than anything the Rangers went through. And it's probably because of the media pressure, the pressure of being a Yankee, the failure there. It is like when the Cowboys lose. You know, that's the sort of emotional turmoil that playing for that organization will put you through. And, yeah, they acquired Jake Bird from the Rockies.
Yeah.
He gave up the dong to Josh Young, crushed it. He also blew up Friday, giving up four earned runs while getting just one out in a loss to the Marlins. He was brought in for the Rockies. He was one of those guys that the Rangers were interested in getting.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Josh Young coming up next here. It is the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers. 105.3 The Fan, the Rangers player show is coming up next to The Fan.